Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
717, Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. There's the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further in Vancouver Ford than you right before, during, after the sale. I actually just took my car in to get some things worked on that were under warranty. It was awesome. They picked it up from my house and delivered it back to my house. I can't tell you how much they will take care of you.
I was going to say something that some other services they might have provided, but I'm definitely not going to throw that all out on
air.
What
was interesting is the first guy did not speak English, and I got very, very scared of giving him the keys to my car. The second guy was like, hey, man, here's the keys.
Why did you get scared?
Stop the vote.
Hmm?
Stop the vote.
Why'd you get scared there,
bud? Stop the vote!
It's got really awkward on there.
Holy yes. This is a weird Tuesday.
Hey, I will say, though, that sandwich looks really good. What is that, an Italian?
It is an Italian.
Italian grinder.
BLT.
Oh, nice.
So there's some bacon on it.
Bacon.
Makes me want some Red Hills.
Some garlic aioli, mustard.
I know you know about that Red Hills.
I know about that Red Hills.
Some good sandwiches out there.
Good shiz over there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Did it scare you there for a
minute? Yes, you
good.
Did.
I'm sure. I'm glad. I'm good. That's what you deserve, you chump. We got a lot to get into tonight. I got some fun factoids. But look, here's where we are. We are post-World Series.
Yes.
We did not get Game 7, which would be tonight.
Would it have been?
No, it would have been Saturday.
Okay,
my bad. I got excited.
What terrible timing on their part if that would have happened. Well, I'm talking about nobody consuming your content.
So Game 7 would have been on Saturday, but it ended back on Wednesday. Dodgers are the 2024 World Series champions. And I think what's, you know, I think we can all agree after watching that World Series that clearly the Dodgers were the better team.
Yeah, even before watching the series.
I think what's
I'm kind of mad I didn't lay any cash on that because I was pretty adamant.
We all were.
Yeah.
Now, the media, like they're doing tonight, if you are watching what's going on, definitely wanted to push something that was bigger than maybe it actually was. And I think we saw that on the field. The fact that Shohei Ohtani, with his dislocated shoulder, torn labrum, whatever the actual diagnosis is, did squad douche and the Dodgers win in five, that kind of tells you what's going on. And before we really dive into the Yankee issues, because I do want to get into that, was there ever really a moment, even when you watched Game 4 and the Yankees win, even when you watched Game 5 and the Yankees were up 5-0, was there anything really in your brain that made you think, this might be a different series?
Well, Game 5, there was a little bit of pucker factor. You go up 5-0. I mean,
you got your ace on the mound.
Momentum. Yes. Gerrit Cole's on the mound. I mean,
you
get it. They win that game. You're 3-2 and they're like, hey, take this back to LA. You know, anybody's ball game at this point. It's only a 3-2 series. Who knows what can happen? And then that fifth inning happened. And I'm sure we're going to get into that more as we go. But them being up 5-0, there was definitely, I think that if anybody were to sit here talking to you and think like, oh, no, I felt the Dodgers were going to still win that game, they'd be lying to you.
I agree with that. But was there anything in your brain at any moment before, and yeah, we will talk about the Yankee debacle in the fifth there, but was there anything in your brain that said, ooh, this is going back to L.A., Dodgers win in six?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
There was no, like, ooh, Yankees sneak out a sixth, and then we're here at seven, and all bets are off.
Yeah.
That never in any moment crossed my mind, despite the Yankees being up 5-0 in the fifth. And Garrett Cole dealing.
Yeah, I think that I had such faith on this Dodgers team for a while that they were going to end up pulling this out that, yeah, I just never... Even with them, even if they won game five, it's like, all right, they're going to go back to LA and they're just going to finish the series out there.
I had the very brief thought until the fifth inning started that Garrett Cole, if he were available to pitch in game seven after the Yankees had won and taken it back to LA, it could be interesting, but that's like scenario with this happening and then this extra availability. Like, it had to be like a really, like, unfortunate series of events.
And he looked really good in this series. You kind of started to wonder, is this a Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson kind of situation? Is this a Madison Bumgarner situation? Is this an Adam Wainwright situation where, yeah, the guy dealt for two games and I'm going to bring him in out of the bullpen in game seven and Cole locks down? Yeah, that is possible. I asked this question to Joe, and I think he nailed it, and I'm right there with him. There was nothing about, even if the Yankees did win game five, there was nothing that would, there's no amount of money I could have put down on game six that the Dodgers would win.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I just didn't believe it would go seven, even if they won that game.
Yeah,
I never believed this would go seven.
I would have been shocked if it went seven. I mean, before the series, I believe we both had it in five. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with the Yankees winning that one game.
And we both wanted to pick it in four.
Yeah. And we were watching.
Yeah, we really did want to pick it in four.
We were watching that game four develop. And the Yankees win big and they score 11 runs, whatever it was. And we even said, we're like, yeah, this is cute. These Yankee fans being all excited at the stadium, knowing, you know, even with them going to lose the series tomorrow. Like, yeah. We even felt it then. It's like, all right,
good
cool. They won
you.
One. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good for you. You're going to lose tomorrow. And I probably still would have had the same mentality. Like, all right, cool. You took care of two games at home. Congratulations. You're going back to LA and you're going to lose it there.
But I'll start with this. I know the next, you know, In about 10 minutes, I want to get into
Maricopa County,
the disaster that is the fifth inning and how it, in my opinion, actually represents the Yankees as a whole. But as we watch this series, do you think we'll look back on it as a series that the Dodgers won or a series that the Yankees lost?
I'd have to say the Dodgers. Oh, God. Because now I'm thinking about the Nestor Cortez decision.
Right.
There's part of me that leans, I'm leaning blue, Dodgers here.
I'll go with
that. They won this series versus the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees lost game five rather than the Dodgers winning. But yeah, that's one of those where I feel like the Dodgers, they were clearly the better team this series and they took advantage of the opportunities that were in front of them.
I think I'm right there with you. I think when we look back at this series, you know, we're going to look at Freddie Freeman. Okay, we're going to look at Walker Buehler. We're going to look at Blake Treinen. You know, those are the guys that I think are going to be noted. I think the Dodgers won this series. I think the only reason we sit here and I can ask that question and you look at me like, yeah, it's the Dodgers, but I think it's because.
Is that what I sound like?
I think it's because this thing was so hyped, you know, kind of like what's on our TVs right now is so hyped that you forget that there's clearly something better than the other. One of these things are not like the other. But in sports, which is the difference between the Electoral College, is you play it on the field. And as much as the media wanted to shove down our throats that the Yankees deserve to be there, I think the reality is that they did not deserve to be there. And the better team smoked them 4 out of 5 games. And I will tell you, I will even give you 3.5 out of 5 games. But that's still enough to win a World Series. If you're only good enough to play 1.5 good games, you don't deserve it.
No, I mean, again, it was Dodgers taking advantage of the opportunities in front of them. Yankees made decisions out there, whether it is Aaron Boone or the players themselves out there, and it did not pay off for them. So, I mean, if you give a team as good as the Dodgers those opportunities and they take advantage of them, they're seizing the opportunity. They're going out and winning. So that's where I lean, that the Dodgers won this more than the Yankees losing it. The
Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326.
Keep in mind, too, after the fifth inning, it was still tied. So, right. I mean,
you still have a chance.
Yes. Yes.
You're up in game one as well.
Sure, momentum has swung drastically, but it's still a tie game at that point.
I mean, just the feeling that you guys are describing of the Dodgers kind of being in control, even when the Yankees are up, like, there's really no worry for me. The Dodgers absolutely won this series, right? They, once again, I'll say it like for the fifth time, 5-9, they have the much better lineup in their bullpen. Trump the hell, ha 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 ha, election joke, trump the hell out of the New York Yankees bullpen.
Vancouver Ford text line, guys, Dodgers starting pitching was a mess. Roberts finally figured out how to manage. And I'm going to take the lead on this real quick, and then we'll get out on this. I agree. This is the best I've ever seen Dave Roberts. I thought he managed brilliantly for a majority of the World Series. I thought he handled that bullpen extremely well. I think he had his guys in the right spot. I think he knew who to start. I think he knew to bet on certain people staying in certain positions that Shohei don't look good, but he stuck with him at the top of the lineup because he said, okay, if Shohei's out, then I've got my real leadoff hitter right behind him. And Shohei was out every time, basically. And then Mookie drove the offense. Freddie knocked him in. Teoscar right behind him, et cetera, et cetera. The way he managed the bullpen on bullpen games, and that goes to show against San Diego, against the Mets, and against the Yankees. I still don't love Dave Roberts as a manager, but boy, he made leaps and bounds in this World Series, and I got to give him credit for that, and that's hard for me to say.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah, it's killing you
right
now.
Good for you.
But,
it's difficult.
But yeah, I think what you said, as far as how he managed the bullpen, I mean, even just like
Blake Treinen threw 35 plus pitches that inning.
Well, and also the balls to like just basically give them game four too, and saying like, we're not going to pitch any of these guys
in game four. Yep,
got
we're
going to save you because we feel so confident that if we keep them rested, we can end this series tomorrow.
I'm going to throw Joe Fisher the eighth out there, and I don't care if you hit two dingers off him. He's staying out there.
He might have done good. That Honeywell guy, he deserves all the pats on the back.
He really does, because he got left out for dead. Yeah. And Roberts is like, throw, buddy.
Just keep going. It's just
somebody's got to wear it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you know me. It hurts me to say it, but I'll give Roberts a lot of credit. That being said, the other guy in the other dugout who I will destroy, buckle up, okay? Because we got to talk about Booney, Cashman, and how this team is built. And let's talk about that famous, potentially the most famous fifth inning in the history of any World Series game. Can either of you tell me a more famous fifth inning in a World Series game than one we saw the other night.
I could forget the 67 fifth inning, Patrick.
Oh, right? So good.
In
so
what good. Game?
Jeez. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.